Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good morning to you and welcome to day 38 of our 50 days of blessings. I'm sure your day is already off to a good start. Yes, you are going to have a blessed day today. Praise the Lord. Now let's share some scriptures with you today, and I'm going to begin from Psalm 102 and verse 13. Glory to God. It says, "Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." Glory to God. I love this scripture because it just lets us know that God has a set time for us. Yes, God does set times to do certain things. He set times to visit his people. He sets time for a change. And I want you to know that right now you are in God's set time to favor you. Let's read that again. "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." In other words, God set a time. He set an appointment. He set a fixed season for something to happen. Glory be to God. And it is your time for God's favor. Things might have been going wrong, going bad, going any other way. But when it comes to a set time, then things are going to change. I want to read to us another scripture today. This time I want to read from Exodus chapter 9 and verse 5. It says, "And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land." Now, let me begin really from reading from verse 1 so that you get the context. It says, "Then the Lord said unto Moses," from verse 1, "Go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For if thou refuse to let them go and will hold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain. And the Lord shall sever." That word sever means to distinguish, to put a difference. "And the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is the children's of Israel. And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land." Now, God said he was going to do something that will distinguish between his people and the people of the world. Egypt is a type of the world. So God says, I'm going to do something that will differentiate between my people and the people of the world. I will do something that will show that I have favored them, and others are under judgment. And the wonderful thing in verse 5 is that the Lord appointed a set time. He gave a time he was going to do it. He said, tomorrow I'm going to do it. Now, I want to read this from the Complete Jewish Bible so that you'll see what happened there. Verse 5 says, "Adonai determined the exact time by saying, tomorrow Adonai will do this thing in the land." In other words, the moment God said it, he determined the exact time he was going to do it. He set a time for what he was going to do. The God sets times. Hallelujah. You know, we've been coming to you with 50 days of blessings because this is a set time. This is a set season for God to favor you. This is a set season for God to put a difference between you and the people of the world, for you to be separated and distinguished, for God's favor to rest upon you, and for everybody else to know that God has favored you. Oh, glory to God. Now, let's go back to the King James Bible and continue reading Exodus chapter 9 and verse 5. It says, "And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land." Verse 6, "And the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel died not one." God set a time. He was going to put a difference between his people and the people of the world. God set a time he was going to favor his people. The 50 days of blessings we have been is a set time of the Lord. And I tell you, on Friday, September 12, 2025, there is going to be a difference between you and everybody else. God has set that date. That date has been set before time for your favor, for your distinction, for your elevation, for your promotion. Oh, praise the Lord. I want us to look at a couple of more scriptures. We'll see how many we can take today. And I want to read from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. So you see, God has a set time to favor you. God has a set time to distinguish you. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. That due time is at the set time. Now, notice it didn't say God will exalt you in due course. Sometimes we read that and it sounds like God will exalt you in due course. It didn't say God will exalt you in due course, meaning in the passage of time. It says God will exalt you in due time, at the set time. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's look at Numbers chapter 23 and verse 23. I want to read it from the Amplified Translation. It says, surely there is no encampment with or against Jacob, neither is there any divination with or against Israel. In due season, and even now, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel what God has wrought. Oh, praise the Lord. In due season, it will be said of Jacob what God has wrought. Meaning that in God's due season, in his appointed time, you will become a testimony. What will be said of you is, this is the work of God. Have you ever met somebody and somebody said, well, you know, it's just the work of God in his life. It's just the grace of God. That's what will be said about you. In due season, it will be said of you what God has wrought. Look at what God has done. Your life will be a testimony of God's blessings. Your life will be a testimony of God's favor. Oh, praise the Lord. Let me read that from the Amplified. It says, it now be said of Jacob and of Israel, see what God has done. I want you to understand that verse very simply. See what God has done. So imagine in the due season, it will be said of you what God has done. I want you to know this is your set time. This is your set time for your testimony. Maybe you've been waiting for a while. I want you to know that this season of blessings is a set time for your testimonies. It's a set time for your promotion. It's a set time for God to favor you. It's a set time for God to distinguish you. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That's why you're hearing my voice today. Because a blessing is locating you today. Wherever you are listening from, in your vehicle going to the office, in the bus, maybe you're already at work, maybe you're at home preparing to go. For you to hear my voice means that the season of blessing has located you. It is time for your blessing. I want you to lift up your hand where you are right now and say, Father, thank you. Your season of blessing has located me. I'm walking in the set time for my favor, the set time for my promotion, the set time for my testimony, the set time for you to distinguish me from everybody else. Father, I thank you. It is my season of blessing. Now just lift up your hand and begin to thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him because something good is coming your way today. Hallelujah. And I want to remind you to join us at the Tafabalawa Square on Friday, September 12, 2025. Lots and lots of blessings await you. This is a set time, is a set place, is a set season. Don't miss it. Start planning now. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, I'm going to be at the Night of Blessings, Friday, September 12, 2025, at the Tafabalawa Square from 6 p.m. till dawn. Call today or send us an SMS to book your free seat reservation, to book your space on the bus transportation, to find out about our car parking arrangement, what's the security going to be like, how is the night going to be. We'll talk to you, praise the Lord, and let you know how we are prepared for you. Oh, how the Lord wants to bring you into his due season, how the Lord wants to bring you into his set time, how the Lord wants to honor and promote you. Don't miss it. We're going to be in a night full of the glorious ambience of the Spirit. Oh, the comfort of the Spirit, the encouragement of the Spirit, a time of blessings in your life like never before. Don't miss it. Call today and let us know you're coming or visit our website, anightofblessings.org. Register, book your seat reservation, book your space on the bus, and let's start getting ready for a night of blessings. Now, in the next few moments, I'm going to have Pastor George talk to you, share some important thoughts with you, and give you some information that will help you get ready for the program. And if you're not yet born again, today is the best day to make that decision to have Jesus Christ in your life. He is the biggest blessing of all because he comes with every other blessing from God into your life. Stay tuned, don't go away, and do have a glorious and blessed day today. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for these nuggets of blessings that you daily speak into our lives. We live every day with the consciousness that we are in God's set time of favor for us. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessing from our dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, This is the set time for you to be distinguished. This is the set time for your elevation and for your promotion. And as you live today in God's good season, you will become a testimony of God's blessings and favor. Glory to God. Thank you, and God bless you. Now, if you have not yet received Christ into your life, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you for the ministry of your word. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit at work in them, causing them to fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, even as we declare that they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So congratulations. And if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit into you now. So I pray and I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you receive the Holy Spirit now. Receive him now. Receive him now. It's done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we do have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin enjoying your life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. And if you have testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, or prayer requests or questions, please reach us on our number, that 0907-641-5312. When you reach us on that number, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you, and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at the Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a night of the Word of God. It's a night of praise, a night of worship, a night of miracles, a night of healing, a night of testimonies, a night of salvation. It's a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. For your free seat reservations or information about the program concerning parking or security arrangements or free bus shuttle arrangements, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And concerning the free bus shuttle arrangements, or if you have other inquiries, please reach us on our number, that's 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us every day of this week at 6 a.m. and at 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you, and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say